This session will be recorded, and we will share the slides and the recording of this info to you later via email. But yes, so nice to meet you, everyone. I'm Elisa Pratesi. I'm an international coordinator here at the International Office, and I'm responsible for incoming Erasmus students. And I also coordinate together with Ville and Sara the International Tutoring for Exchange Students and the orientation program. So nice to meet you all. Some of you may have received an answer from me via help2iu or via email. So I might be a familiar name to some of you, but it's nice to meet everyone. And then I have Elinora next in my screen. So.
Hello, so my name is Elinora Hytänen. I'm an intern at the International Office, and I'm also probably answered some of you on help.jyu, so I might also be familiar to some of you, but nice to meet you.
I can go next. I'm Tiina Savela. I'm also an international coordinator at the International Office. I'm in charge of our incoming bilateral students and Erasmus Global Mobility students.
All right, maybe I'll go next. So my name is Ville Härsilä, and I'm a specialist in international affairs at the Student Union of the University of Jyväskylä. And as a specialist in international affairs, I also work for the International Office when it comes to tutoring services. So we do a lot of these things in collaboration with the International Office, and hence I'm also here. We have a bit of a staff change here in the office going on. So I'm returning from my study leave, and therefore I'm participating in this session alongside with my other specialist in international affairs, Sara. So Sara, you can introduce yourself as well.
Yes, hello, my name is Saara Silvennoinen. We are sharing the mic with Ville, so you don't wonder that. So yes, I have been working as the specialist in international affairs for the last academic year and have been training your tutors and such. So I am here for this session. This is my second to last day working at the Student Union, so Ville will be taking care of you regarding tutoring later on.
Okay, thank you everyone. Let's get started. Yes. I don't know if you also can see this weird red line in the slides, but I apologize for it. I think I may have accidentally doodled while I was preparing them. But yes, please keep your camera off and your mic muted when you're not asking questions. It's nice to see you, but at the same time, there's so many of you that it's a bit difficult to keep a stable connection. And it's easier if we all keep our cameras off during the presentations and the mic muted as well. But then, if you have questions, you can either write them in the chats. We have different topics, and at the end of each topic, there's a slide with questions. So if you have questions, you can write them at that point. Or you can also just open your mic and your camera and ask a question if you also want to just say it out loud. So about today's program, we will go over some arrival-related matters. Some of these we already covered in the previous info, but we are sort of going to go over them again just to be sure that everyone has the right dates and the correct information. Then a bit of an update about the current situation with accommodation and what options you have if you haven't been offered a furnished spot in student housing within the quota reserved by the university. Then we will go over identification and how to activate your university user account, which is something new. And then Ville and Sara will tell you a bit about the student union membership fee and the student card. And finally, we'll cover again the residence permits and how to register your right to reside in Finland, because we received some questions about this as well. And then the Finnish personal identification code together with that. We also had some miscellaneous questions that are all listed in one slide. And then finally, we will look at the summer holidays and the schedule of the International Office during the summer months. so that you know when or by when at the latest you should ask questions before we go on holiday. As I mentioned, this session will be recorded, and we will send you the slides and the recording via email. And this is also so that those who could not participate today also get this information. But I think I now leave the floor to Ville, who will tell you a bit about the orientation and tutoring.
All right, thank you, Elisa. So a few words about the recommended arrival date and the orientation week. So the recommended arrival date for all exchange students is 26th of August. And if you've been accepted for an early August language course, you should arrive before the start of the course. So the recommended or the arrival date for those of you who are attending one of the early or mid-August language courses, of course, you should arrive before this recommended arrival date. But for the rest of you, it's the 26th of August. And it's really, really important that you arrive close to the recommended arrival date or close to the start of the first lecture of the early language courses, because that is the time when we can guarantee certain services for you. For example, tutoring services. If you arrive way before or way after this, we cannot necessarily organize tutoring for you. And of course, from the perspective of the courses, you might not be accepted to the courses if you cannot attend the first lecture. So it's really, really important that you pay attention to the recommended arrival date and also to the start of your early August, mid-August language courses. The orientation week starts the day after the recommended arrival date, so that'll be 27th onwards. And we expect you to attend this meeting in person, and there is a Zoom only or mainly for those who cannot attend the meeting or the orientation in person. So please make sure to arrive in Finland in time. And if there are if you have any obstacles, of course, please let your tutor know. And in case you cannot attend the orientation in person, there's a Zoom version available, but mainly for those who cannot attend. So please, if you are in time here, you can of course attend the orientation in person, and we highly recommend you to do so if possible. And you can also check the orientation program webpage, which the link you can see here in this slide. And as Elisa mentioned, at the beginning, these slides will be shared with you, so you can also click the links afterwards. But yeah, it's highly recommended for you to arrive on the arrival date, or if you are attending one of the language courses before the language course starts, so everything goes smoothly for you and also for the per from the perspective of our tutors and so forth. All right, and then a few words about the tutors. So the tutors are trained students who can help you with all sorts of different practical matters. We will be assigning you all a tutor automatically, so you don't have to sign up for for anything. These are automatically assigned to you all. And the tutors have different kinds of tasks, including contacting you via email in advance. And if you are attending one of the early August language courses, your tutors will be assigned to you in the upcoming days, or rather next week. And then you can expect a message or first contact from your tutor in the upcoming weeks, probably during this month. And of course, if you don't hear anything from your tutor, you can also contact us, but you should be receiving a message from your tutor. So just keep waiting, and if you don't hear anything, then you can contact us. And once your tutor has contacted you, please contact them back as soon as possible, so they don't need to wonder if you have received their message or so forth. Because at that time, if we don't hear anything from you, we will also be trying to contact you via other means. So please respond to your tutor as soon as you receive their email. And after you have been exchanging information with your tutor and your arrival in Finland and in Jyväskylä comes closer and closer, your tutor's task is to meet you on arrival and make sure that so at that time, make sure that your tutor is well aware when you arrive and how you arrive in Finland and in Jyväskylä, so that they can be prepared and meet you here in Jyväskylä, and also escort you to your student apartment if you, for example, live in Soihtu or Koas apartments. Your tutors will also advise you along the semester or the start of the semester in all kinds of various practical matters related to course registration, how you can, for example, use our course registration system here in Jyväskylä, how to use library, how to book or loan books at our university library, and how all kinds of different services operate, and so forth. And also about our general life here in Jyväskylä, how to get accustomed to a new culture and so forth. And they will also be organizing different kinds of meetings. So the tutors are not only assigned to you, but to also other students. So the tutors have a tutor group, and during the beginning of the semester, you will also get to know other international students with the help of the tutor, and also via these different kinds of events and meetings. As I said, your tutor is your first contact here in Jyväskylä. So please, if you have any kinds of questions, you can turn to your tutor. If you have any problems or questions related to tutoring, you can contact us via the email you can see here on the slides. For study-related matters, learning agreements, or what kinds of courses you should pick, please contact your faculty-level international coordinator, because these are kinds of things that the tutors cannot take care for you. So for those kinds of matters, please check your own faculty-level international coordinator. Do you have any questions at this point related to tutoring or recommended arrival date or so forth? If not, then I assume we can move onwards.
Okay. So let's move on to accommodation. So first, we will cover what is relevant for those who have applied for accommodation and have been offered a spot in the furnished quota at either Koas or Soihtu. So if you have applied for accommodation and you received a confirmation email that you were granted a spot, you also in that same email should have been told whether you are going to be placed in Koas or Soihtu. Unfortunately, the amount of Soihtu places that we have available is not enough to accommodate everyone. So some of you who applied for Soihtu may have been placed in Koas. And this is because you may have applied a bit later than the other students who applied for Soihtu. So they kind of went first, and then you were still soon enough in the application that you were granted a spot, but it was COAS and not Soihtu. So at this point, both COAS and Soihtu apartments that are within the furnished quota reserved by the university are full. You may already have received at this point an apartment offer from either COAS or Soihtu. Please make sure to check your email and also your spam or your junk email folder, because especially with COAS housing offers, sometimes we've heard from students that since the offer is an automated message, it's possible that it ends up there. So make sure to follow your email carefully and to expect an apartment offer in the coming days if you haven't received one already. Most or all offers will be sent by the end of this month. And if you have any questions, or you haven't received an offer by the end of June, but you were supposed to, please do let us know. If you have received an offer, make sure to follow the instructions given to you by the student housing office, because at this point you are signing an agreement with the housing office directly, so the university does not have any sort of control or say about the offer or the matter. And you will probably have received a deadline by which you have to confirm the housing offer. So you have to inform the housing office that you accept, or if you don't accept the apartment offer. So please make sure to follow the instructions that you receive and to accept the offer by the given deadline. If you have questions about the apartment itself, or if you have questions about the apartment offer, for example, about how to pay the first month's rent to confirm the offer, in some cases, contact the housing office directly. So in the slide, you can see there's the email of COAS and the email of Soihtu. So you can email them, excuse me, directly, and they will then answer your question. If you have applied, yeah, as I mentioned, if you have applied for accommodation, but you haven't received any confirmation email from the housing offices, even though you were supposed to, please let us know. You can email us at the International Office general email. Someone had asked in the questions in the web report form that we submitted whether it's possible to have guests in your student housing. Normally, you can have guests come over for short time periods. You cannot have someone live with you if your contract is only for one person. And all of the bedrooms, so all of the rooms in shared apartments and the studios are furnished for one person. So there will be one bed, one desk, one chair, and a wardrobe for one person. So guests can stay for short time periods, but do note that the room is intended for one person. If you live with a roommate, with a flatmate, make sure to ask them also if it is okay to have a guest. And if you have any doubts or if there are any issues in this regard, I would advise you then to contact the housing office directly. But as a rule, normally you can have guests like friends visit for short time periods. Moreover, as was mentioned already during the application period, and now, as I mentioned, with the contracts, COAS and Soihtu are a separate entity from the university, so they are not owned by the university. So we don't have actual knowledge of example, for example, of each apartment. We don't know what the apartments specifically are like to a very detailed extent. So if you have any questions related to the excuse me, to the apartments, please contact the housing offices directly. If you have received an offer and you have decided to accept the apartment offer, keep in mind the following dates. So the moving in date is the first working day of the month. So in August, it's actually the 1st of August. So from the 1st of August onward, you can move in into your apartment. And the tenancy period for most students is the length of the semester. And some of you actually asked if this means that they have to leave when the teaching and the courses end. And the answer to that is no. The tenancy period is fixed, but it goes from the 1st of the month during which the semester starts, so the 1st of August, until the last day of the month on which the semester ends. So if you're coming for the autumn semester, for example, it would be from August 1st until December the 31st. So even though your courses end on the 20th of December, you can stay after that as well because you have paid the rent for the entire month. If you're staying for the whole academic year, it would be the same, but it would just end in May on the last day of May, so May 31st. So you have the whole year and the whole month of May as well. Please note that if you have accepted an apartment offer for a furnished apartment within the quota, the tenancy period is fixed. So if you're coming for the autumn, it will be the whole autumn semester. If you're coming for the year, it will be the whole academic year. And you cannot interrupt or terminate the lease before the end of the fixed period because it is a fixed period. So you're expected to pay the rent from the beginning until the end of it. And this tenancy agreement is a legally binding agreement from the moment that you accept it onward. We've received some questions about whether you can change from Koas to Soihtu or vice versa. Unfortunately, this is not possible. So once you have agreed and accepted the apartment offer and signed the tenancy agreement, you are in a way stuck in that apartment, as in you have then agreed to stay either in the Koas apartment or the Soihtu apartment that you were offered, and changes are not possible. And this is because, as you know, all apartments are already allocated, so there are no free spots available. So it's quite tricky to start arranging changes, and it would not be possible to accommodate everybody. So it would not be fair to start changing one student, but then some others could not. So out of fairness, it's not possible to change from one housing location to the other. There's also a link to our search for accommodation website at the bottom of this slide, and you can check the terms and conditions, for example, of both Koas and Soihtu if you have any doubts. And there's also all the contact info of the housing offices. Then, if there are any questions about these apartments before we move on to the alternative options for those who have not been offered an apartment.
There's one question related to arrival and August language courses. Good afternoon. I have a question about the previous slide. If I am a participant in August language course and I have a valid accommodation from 1st of August, can I come a week earlier before the course? Thank you.
Yes, I think the course starts on the 12th of August. So if you were to come the week before, you could move into your apartment because it would be after the 1st of August, anyways. So yes, your apartment is available and your keys can be picked up from the first working day of the month. So in your case, it would be August 1st. So yes. Please note, however, if you come much before the beginning of your course, as Ville mentioned, we cannot guarantee that your tutor will also be there to pick you up. So tutors are expected to be there in the days right before the course, but if you come quite early, let's say on August the 2nd, that might be too soon for your tutor to be available. It depends, of course, on the tutor, but we cannot guarantee it. But yes, I think if there are no other questions, we can move on to those who are on the waiting list. So anyone who has applied for an apartment, their application has not been deleted if they have not been offered an apartment yet. All the applications that we received that we could not place in Koas or Soihtu, we have put in a waiting list. And at the beginning, we had received about 350 applications, and there were 265 available spots. At this point, we have about 60 people, I think, in the waiting list, more or less a bit over 60. And you are all in the waiting list, and the waiting list does move a bit. So if you're at the very beginning of the waiting list, there is a chance that you may be offered an apartment if there are some cancellations. So we will let you know immediately as soon as we receive information about cancellations that there is an available apartment and offer it to the person next in the waiting list. So we will keep you updated, and it is possible that the waiting list will move even later in the autumn, because we don't really know about cancellations until the student or the housing office informs us of it. So we will keep you updated, but it is possible that this might take some time, and it might even be later in August and September. So if you are in the waiting list at this point, I would advise you to start looking for an apartment on your own, because the sooner the better. And here are below listed some resources that you can use on our website under the title Looking for an Apartment on Your Own. There are some links to the private market, so you can start looking for options in the private market. Of course, you will be competing with also other degree students who are coming here for a longer time and local Finnish students, as everyone is starting at the beginning of the year, so it is a bit more of a challenging time. But I do recommend you start looking for apartments and start still trying and not lose hope. Also on the Student Union's apartment forum, there are some options available. These are also in the private market, but there are some offers that you might not find on the links that were linked in our website. I recommend you check both. And if you don't have anyone at this point with whom you could, for example, share an apartment, because I understand that apartments in the private market especially are a bit more expensive than student housing in Kuwait and Soweto, I would advise you to join the JYU Housing Forum if you haven't already, and at least try to find through that some fellow students who are in a similar situation so that you can share an apartment with them, so you can find some flatmates essentially. We are also advertising the JYU Housing Forum to local students who are going to leave on exchange next autumn in case they want to sublet their apartments. And we have asked them to advertise their apartments in the JYU Housing Forum. Unfortunately, it has not been very active, but we are going to keep advertising it and hopefully some students will actually post there. Many Finnish students have joined, but I haven't seen, at least recently, many posts. Finally, if you don't find any suitable options and you wish to come to Jyväskylä and to look for an apartment here while you already have started your exchange, a temporary solution or even a more permanent, if you are willing to consider this, would be finding alternative accommodation, for example, at hostels such as the Foranom hostel. And actually, even though it is called a hostel, each room in the Foranom hostel, which is situated in the center of the city, does have its own private space. So you would not be sharing a room with anybody, but you would be essentially renting a private room in a space where then there are shared kitchen and bathroom and shower spaces. We have negotiated a deal with the Foranom Hostel specifically to offer an alternative option since there are so many of you that don't have housing at the moment. And we will be sending you some information about some discounted prices that they're offering. And essentially, the idea is that you would be able to rent a mini or a twin room. So there's two different kinds of rooms at the hostel for a discounted price, about 12 euros a night, with a discount code for JYU students. The minimum rental time in this case is a month, so you would have to stay at the hostel for 30 days if you want the discounted price. But we will send you more information about this via email, so you will get a flyer with more detailed information on how to go about using the discount code. The idea behind this is to offer you an alternative solution, at least for the beginning of your exchange, so that you have a place to stay and you don't have to hopefully arrive to Finland without any options whatsoever. So this is sort of a compromise that we are offering, and hopefully some of you will take advantage of this. I think at this point we can take questions related to accommodation, or I can go over stuff if there was something that was unclear.
There's no questions actually related to accommodation, but there was a question which was a bit unclear, but I think Ville just answered. Sorry, there's another answer from the student who asked their original question. The question is if the house offices have any deadline date to contact us about the contract or if we just need to wait. Yeah, so it wasn't about the tutoring that we thought in the chat. So any deadline date to, yeah, is someone.
Yes. So if you have received an email from us, the international office, telling you that You have been placed in Koasersuojattu. By the end of June, you should receive an offer from the housing offer office. If I understood the question correctly.
Yeah, Gabriel, please let us know if that wasn't what you meant. Okay, yeah, it was. So thank you.
Okay. Yes.
And another question was about the same issue. Hello, should I already have a confirmation for the student accommodation or will I receive one by the end of June? Thank you.
You should have received an email telling you that you have been placed in student accommodation, if you have been placed. And if I remember your name correctly, I'm quite sure you have. So if you have received the email, then you will receive a housing offer directly from Soihtu or Koas by the end of June.
And then there is a question, can we cancel the last month of the contract from the accommodation and search for other apartments so that we can return before Christmas to our country?
No, if you have been placed in furnished accommodation within the quota, you have to stay for the whole, well, you don't have to stay, but you have to pay for the whole length of the contract because it's a fixed term. So it would be from the 1st of August until the end of December. So you cannot cancel just a month off of it, no.
Yes. Then there's a question. First, is there any possibility to find out what number in the waiting list I am? And the second question would be, can I apply for the unfurnished student housing for the normal students as well?
So the first question, yes, you can find out what number you are. I would not start doing this now here during this info because there's quite many of you, but you can email us. Actually, fill out the form on Help JYU and select housing as the topic of your question, and then ask what number you are, and then we'll check and we will let you know. Because we do have a list, but now it would be a bit time consuming to start checking everyone's number. But yes, you can fill out the form and then we will let you know. And then the other question was if you can pay the unfurnished apartments.
Apply for the unfurnished student
Yes,
housing.
you can apply. And I actually, at this point, since it's quite early, I still would advise you to apply also to Koas and Soihtu via their website. So they have a separate application form. On their websites, and you can also apply directly on their website. Please note there might be a waiting list time, and it might they might not be able to offer you an apartment, but you can apply, and then they might be able to offer you an unfurnished apartment or a room or a studio, depending on what you apply for. But of course, there's quite many people applying because it's the beginning of the semester for everybody. But yes, you can apply.
And there's another question from another student. I am coming to Jyväskylä at night. Will I be able to pick up the key from a locker or something, or will I have to stay this night in a hotel and pick up the key in the morning?
If you arrive after the 1st of August, which is the beginning of your contract, you can pick up the key from a key box that has a PIN code. So you will receive a PIN code to open the key box. It depends on if you're staying at Soihtu or Koas. It's a bit different, but you will receive instructions in the apartment offer document. So you will receive instructions on how to request that your key is put in a locker if it's Soihtu. And then you will receive information on how to use the PIN code and when you will receive the PIN code. But yes, it is possible to pick up the key like this as well. And worst case scenario, if you yourself cannot pick it up and wish that your tutor picks the key up for you, you can give the PIN code that you receive to your tutor, and then your tutor can go and put the PIN code and collect the key for you. So yes, there are options. If you arrive at night, you don't have to wait for the next day, as long as it's after the 1st of August.
And another question. Hello, is it possible to extend the accommodation contract if we continue our mobility for a work placement from January to May?
In principle, yes. At this point, it's quite hard to promise or to sort of give any specific answer to this because we don't know what the situation will be in the spring semester. But usually we have more apartments in the spring semester than there are students. So in principle, I would say yes, it is possible. But I would advise you to contact us, so either via Help JYU or International Office email around the end of November at the latest. So no November, yes, because then we will know better how many students are coming in January and if we have free apartments. But yes, definitely ask in November then.
And another question, when I know which person is staying with us if we have a shared apartment?
You will actually not know who you're sharing the apartment with, because the housing office cannot share other people's information with you until you are actually moving into the apartment. If I understand this correctly, I see Tina is nodding, so I assume it's still like this. But in the past, we've had students share their apartment number in the Facebook group and ask who else has this same number. This is private information, so be aware that you are sharing publicly in a Facebook group, which is, of course, it's a private Facebook group, but still you are sharing then your apartment number. So it's up to you if you want to do that. But in the past, we've had students post in the Facebook group and say, like, I'm in apartment F205, and then someone else has replied, yes, I'm in the same, just room B, and then they found each other. But the housing office or the university does not have this information, or like does not share this information.
Then there's another question. Do we need to bring some kind of bedroom items with us, or everything is provided?
You are provided the basic, so you will have a duvet, so like a cover and a pillow, and there will be a mattress, but you have to bring your own bed sheets and your towels. Or you can buy them here in Finland, of course, but those are not provided. There is a list both on KOAS and Soihtu's websites about what is in furnished apartments. So you will be able to see it from their websites. And there's, in addition to the duvet and the pillow, there's also and the mattress, there will also be, for example, household items in the kitchen. So like a basic cutlery, pot, pan, some plates. So these basic essentials are there for you.
And then there's a question. I was planning to take August language course and already took the ticket to Finland. The ticket's arrival date is August 1st, but I received a message that I failed the course. Can I have the tutor in August 1st? I can't change my ticket. Oh no. Any ideas, Ville?
Yeah, I can take this one. So of course, you should definitely contact your tutor and ask for their availability. However, we cannot, as I said earlier, guarantee tutoring service at that point. But if the tutor is free, they don't have any other summer plans colliding, and of course, they will be they might be available and hence escort you to your apartment and meet you on arrival, but we cannot, as I said, guarantee. So it'll be up to your tutor and whatever you agree on, whether they are available or not.
Great. Thank you. And then I see that Elinora answered one of the questions already. But then we have another question. I've also received an email that I've been offered furnished student housing within the JYU quota. Now I'm waiting for an email from the Soihtu, but my place is guaranteed, right? Yeah.
Yes,
Yeah.
if I understood the question correctly, yes.
Yeah. And I wonder if our tutors will be able to meet us at the airport.
So the tutors will not, if you decide to fly, take a flight to Tikkakoski Airport, which is close to the city of Jyväskylä, our tutors will not be able to meet you there, and will instead meet you at your student apartment. But if you travel by train, for example, and you arrive at the travel center, then your tutor will be there at the city center, at the travel center, to escort you. But if you take a plane, then they won't be traveling to the airport to meet you.
And I think we sort of answered Romy's question already. Will I know in advance how many flatmates I will have in the apartment?
How many you can see from the apartment offer usually, because it will have a description of the size or like the specifics of the apartment. So the number you will be able to see from the offer, but who is then not always possible.
And one more question. How can I know if I was allocated to a shared room or studio?
Same thing, you will see it in the offer. So it will say whether it's a room in a shared apartment, so it will have that text, or it will say studio, so you will know when you receive the offer.
Perfect. And I think that was all the questions.
Yes, I think I actually received a message directly to me, so I don't think you guys can see it, but it's essentially a question about, and I hope that the person who sent me this message can actually hear now because they could not listen to the Zoom meeting earlier. But so the question was that if they have to pay the apartment fee from the 1st of August to the end of December, regardless of the arrival date. And the answer is yes, it's a fixed term. So it's from the 1st of August to the 31st of December, always, in any case, regardless of when you arrive, because it's for full months.
And one more question. I took the language course, but I won't be able to come to Finland before the 26th of August. Will it be a problem?
Unfortunately, yes, because the language course is in person, so you are expected to be here in Finland to take it. So I would advise you in this case to let MOVI, so the Center for Multilingual and Academic Communication, know. I think they sent you an email asking you to confirm your spot in the language course. So just reply to that email and let them know that you will not be able to come to Finland before the 26th. As an alternative, I would suggest you consider taking the course during the semester because, for example, Survival Finnish and the Academic English courses are also offered during the semester, so from September onward. So you can always take them later during your exchange.
And that is all the questions for now.
Okay. Let's continue. And I think, okay, so now moving on to a bit more technical aspect of the beginning of your exchange, but a very important one at that. I think at this point, all of you should have received either yesterday or last week an email with a personal link to an identification platform called Signicat. The link is personal, so if you have a friend who has not received the email, you cannot just share the link because it's tied to your account. So, together with the link, you should have received some instructions. So, follow the link and complete the identification. So, the link leads you to Signicat, which you can use either on your phone or your computer. You need a camera. And the reason we need you to identify yourself is that in order to activate your JYU user account, which you need during your studies here, you need to be strongly identified. So, in addition to the document, so the passport or ID photo you have to upload as part of your application, you now need to finish by completing the identification of Signicat. And you need your JYU user account because you need it to register to courses. So it's very important that you take care of the identification as soon as possible, so that then you're ready to sign up for courses. So if the email, sorry, I glanced at the chat and I saw a message, so now I got a bit distracted, but I'm sorry. So if you have any issues with the identification itself, you can arrange a manual remote identification following the instructions on the Digital Services website by following that link. And then if you have not received the email, which is I think something that someone was asking, you should contact the university's Digital Services. Now, if you're a student who is continuing their exchange, so if you have been a student in the spring this semester and you continue in the autumn, You don't have to do this, so that's why you haven't received an email. So if that's the case, don't worry, this is not something that you have to do again. You have already done it once at the beginning of this semester. But in other cases, if you have not received the email, please contact the university's digital services. And more information in general about the identification process can be found on the university's website, which I believe is actually the same link as the identification website. So there you can find what to do if Signicat doesn't work and how to arrange the manual identification. Here on our end at the international office, we only have the information that you have in Mobility Online, and then we have transferred your information to our system, but we don't actually know why you may not have received an email, or we don't know the technical issue at hand. So, if you have tried, for example, identifying yourself via Signicat multiple times, and it doesn't work, I would advise you to contact the digital services because they are the ones who then can access the information and see what the problem is and then send you another identification link if necessary. I see that the chat is blinking quite a lot, so we could maybe take the questions about this before I move on to what to do after the identification is successful.
Yeah, sorry, I was trying to find the link to the to send to the chat, but let's see. So I guess you answered the student who didn't receive an email with the link, so they should contact the digital services. Hello, I failed four times the Signicat identification. After how many attempts should I proceed with the manual identification? And in that case, can I agree on a day and a time with the university for the identification?
I would say try again, maybe with a different lighting and a different angle, if possible, with a different device. But if after that it doesn't work, arrange a manual identification. So maybe give it a couple of more tries with different settings. But if it doesn't work, then contact the digital services. And then, yes, you will be able to agree on a day and time. I think that was the.
Yes, the other question, yes. And there's actually a comment from another student said that they tried almost 10 times and it worked after that. So it might take a few times. And then there's a question, am I supposed to email helpdesk@jyu.fi to find out my place on the waiting list, or is there a different email for that?
Is this the link that you were trying to find, Tina? Like,
Yes, I will find the Help JYU link through which you can ask your waiting list number.
But yes, so as I mentioned at the beginning, the identification is very important to take care of as soon as possible. Also because of this reason that there might be some issues or some delays with it, and also because you need your user account to register to courses. So once you have identified yourself, you will receive your username and a temporary password. So once the identification is successful, you will receive a confirmation of this together with username and a temporary password. And you will be expected to log into your own account where you can manage your personal information, and you can do that by following the link there. And you should do the following steps. You should accept the IT usage policy, change the password, fill in your contact information. If it's missing, the system automatically fills it, but there might be something missing, so you can add it if need be. And then you can select your default email. We normally recommend your university email because it is required by some JYU services, but it can also be any other email. It also will probably offer you an email as the option. And if it's the correct one, you don't have to do anything about that. And you need to activate your Microsoft Office 365 services so that then you can use them later. And then remember to save all the changes. These are all important steps that you should take care of, but the two most important steps that you need to take care of is are change your password and select your default email. And this is because you're given a temporary password, and it's very important to change the temporary password into your own password as soon as possible, and to select then an email that is connected to your account. And if you don't do these two steps, so the changing the password and selecting a default email, your user account will be locked in a few days, and then you will have to redo the whole process again through the with the help of the digital services. And then in that case, if you have any issues with your account, you can contact the digital services via the link that Tina, I think, has put in the chat. So yes, remember, once you receive your username and your temporary password, to change your password and select your email. These are the two most important things that you should take care of. As a final note, your GYU user account, even if you identify yourself successfully, you change your password, you do all the things that you have to do, it will not start working immediately. It will start working once your study right is active. So if you are not taking part in the August language courses, your study right will start on the 26th of August. So before then, your GYU user account will not work. So don't wonder why you cannot access Sisu, for example. It will start working on the 26th of August. Or if you're taking a language course, it will start working on the 12th of August, because you will need, for example, to access, I believe, Moodle for the course. So that is why your study right will start a bit earlier. And if you're taking part in an early August language course, I would encourage you to take care of the identification and the activation of your GYU user account well before the course, so that when the course starts, you have access to all the necessary information and the platforms needed. We received some questions about when you will receive your schedule or when you will be able to register for courses. Course registration for most of you will take place during the orientation week, which is why it's important to take care of the identification before then, so that then you can just log into Sisu and register for courses. It says January in the slide, but it should say August. Apologies for that. But we will have, during the orientation week, a session for Sisu and how to use Sisu and how to register for courses. So if by then you have identified yourself and you have activated your user account, you will also be able to, during the session, at the same time, register for courses, or like at least test what it's like. As I already mentioned, if you have any problems or questions or doubts about the identification and the user account, you should contact the digital services directly. And you can do that through Help GYU. I believe that's just a generic link, and Dina had sent in the chat the specific link to the digital services. And we will have either a digital service session during the orientation week, or we'll share a video with the basic information by the digital services. And you can, of course, always visit their webpage. And once you have arrived in Jyväskylä, the digital services has a service desk right here in the library building, where you can go in person and then take care of your issues there physically. Before we move on to the student union membership fee and the student card, are there any questions about the user account still?
One question. I was not able to do the electronic identification, so I booked manual identification, but then I received an email that my username was activated, but I did not receive a password. I did receive my username. What should I do?
That is a new thing for me as well. When you scheduled the manual identification, did you receive an email giving you instructions, or just that your username was activated? Because I'm wondering if the username that was activated has to do with the accessing the manual identification. In either case, if you have not received a password, I would advise you to contact the digital services and explain to them this the same way you have mentioned here, that you had booked the manual identification, but then you just receive that your username was activated but did not get the password, so that they then hopefully can actually schedule the identification.
Yes. And another question, will we be given a JYU email or do we have to activate one?
You will receive a JYU email. It's usually your name, and then, well, if you have a middle name, the beginning of your middle name, and then your surname, at student.jyu. You can then, in your personal information, so in by following the link that is here, OMA, Personal Information Management, you can select your JYU email as your default email, but you will automatically receive or have a JYU email that is connected to your user account.
And then there aren't other questions, but I just want to mention that the Help JYU form that I listed here in the chat is actually our form, the one that you can ask questions, for example, related to accommodation. But I will write the direct link to the digital services next to the chat.
Okay, if there are no other questions, I think I leave the floor to Ville. I'm sorry that we are a bit later than I thought, and I think Sara had to leave already. So let's move on to the student union membership fee and the student card.
Yeah, thank you, Elisa. No worries, no worries. I can take it from here. So basically, a few words about the student union. So the student union is an organization by students for students, and we offer plenty of different kinds of services related to counseling about study rights and responsibilities. Help you with all kinds of practical matters. We organize plenty of events and so forth. You will hear a lot more about the student union later on, but what I want to emphasize here is the student card. And the student card is basically it basically entitles you to different kinds of services and discounts here in Jyväskylä and also in Finland in general. If you have already the student union membership fee for a start or to begin with is an option a voluntary for all exchange students, so it's not mandatory, but we highly recommend you to join the student union because it will actually be very beneficial for you during the semester or the academic year, and it will pay. How do you say it? You will eventually end up saving more money if you use the student card, for example, to get student-priced meals in the university cafeterias, or if you travel a lot, you can actually get discounts in long-distance trains and buses and so forth. So there are plenty of different discounts. So it's really worth paying the membership fee and getting a student card. And our student card is operated by an organization called SLICE. We are currently changing our student card operators, so there's plenty of learning, plenty of new stuff for us to learn as well. So please, if you have any questions related to how to activate your student card, how to make everything work, please turn to your tutor. Once again, they can help you with step by step how to get your student card working correctly. Here in the slide, you can see the link which will direct you to our Student Union's website, where you can find a full list of all the benefits and also instructions on how to get a student card for yourself. If you have already before the 1st of July, in a few days, if you still haven't joined the student union and you haven't paid the membership fee, you can actually upload your receipt of the payment to Mobility Online to the documents section, and that will be that. It will be very, very easy process. But there is no deadline for joining the student union, so you can basically join at any moment. And if you decide to do so later on, you can pay the membership fee. And but after 1st of July, you need to send a receipt of your payment to the student services where via Help JYU. So no longer use the Mobility Online, but rather the student services, or contact the student services via Help JYU, and that is how you can get your card operating. Please note that even if you join the student union well in advance, your student card will only start working when your study right starts. And Elisa also already mentioned the starting point of your study rights when we were discussing the JYU user accounts. So for those of you who do not attend any of the language courses, your study right begins on 26th of August. And for those of you who are attending one of the language courses, it will be 12th of August. And yeah, if you have any questions, if you have any problems, do not hesitate to contact your tutor. They will be more than prepared to help you with these sort of matters. And we will also staying in touch with all of our students how to get the slice or how to get a student card and how to order one or use a digital one from the one that Slice offers. Yeah, that's basically what I had in mind at this stage, but we will let you know more once we also know more. Are there any questions related to the student union membership or the student card? I should also highlight that the student union or the student card is available in a physical card, but also in a digital card. And we always recommend exchange students or international students in general to opt for the digital student card. It's free of charge, so you don't have to pay any separate fee to get the card or the digital student card, only pay the membership fee. And yeah, and you can basically download your digital student card from app stores. I have a question. The student card is something we have to apply separately. Yes. So since it's not mandatory for exchange students, you have to apply separately. And if you follow the links shared in the slide, you can find the correct information. Your tutor will also share you information about the student cards. And even if you don't make it before the 1st of July, you don't have to worry, even though you miss the chance to receive to Mobility Online, because you can send it to the student services and everything will be sorted out that way. I see some other questions, but they appear not to be related to the student card. So maybe Elisa and Tina, you will want to take these ones.
Yes, should we cover them now or later, Elisa? Do you have
If
any?
they are about topics that we've already discussed, I think we can also cover them now, because what's left is essentially just the residence permit, right to reside, and all of these other practical matters. So we can also take them now.
Okay, well, there's one question. I noticed a section on OMAFO visitor email type. I was curious what that is referring to. Do you know
I think
anything
that
about this? Yeah.
this is again almost a guess on my part, because we are not the digital service side of things. So we don't know exactly, but my assumption is that once you have identified yourself, since your study right is not active yet, you are temporarily given a visitor status. And the visitor email thing you mentioned is connected to that, but you don't have to worry about that. And once your study right starts, you will be given full student status. And this is just kind of an issue that the system needs to recognize you as someone already when you have identified yourself. So it's giving you a temporary visitor status, but it doesn't affect your exchange student status, which will come into force on the 26th of August at the latest. So you don't have to be concerned with the visitor part.
And then there's a couple of course related questions here. What is normally the first week of exams, or is there a fixed examination period in the autumn semester?
There are no fixed examination periods, but I'm assuming towards the end of the semester, usually there are more deadlines. Well, the semester is divided in two periods. So the autumn semester has a first period. I don't remember the exact date on which it ends, but I believe it's in October. And then from October to December, it would be the second period. So I think if there's a course that runs, for example, only for the first period, then in October you might have some deadlines. And then the same if you have a course that starts October, November, and ends in December, then you might have the deadlines and the exams possibly in December. But usually the deadlines tend to be toward the end of the semester. If Elinor or Tina have more specific answers about this, feel free to add.
I think that is a good answer. And then there was another question related to courses. When will all the courses offered in the autumn semester be available?
The courses should be updated in the Courses for Exchange Students website. I don't know if they're all updated. It depends a bit on the faculty. And I would advise you, if you have questions, to actually fill out the form in Help GYU and specify what faculty you are interested in. And then that way the question will be directed to the correct person and they will be able to answer you if you have questions about specific. Or you can also see the courses in SISU. And in this case, you might be already able to see the teaching period, so what day it starts and ends.
And then there was a question about the student card, but Ville already answered the question in the chat. And one more question: can I still sign up for language courses? They don't say if they mean the language courses in August, but I assume that they do.
Yes, we had received a question about this. We will actually answer. There's a slide to answer that question. But in short, no, because the deadline has passed. But we will go over it also in a second. So we can take that a bit later.
So no other questions at the moment.
Yes. So we covered these in the previous info already, but we figured for the sake of answering some other questions we received about these, we will go over these slides this time as well. And if you have questions, once again, feel free to ask at the end. So for EU citizens, you do not need to apply for a residence permit. So if you're a citizen of an EU country, you do not need to apply for a residence permit to enter Finland. However, if your stay in Finland lasts longer than 3 continuous months, so if you're staying in Finland for more than 3 months with no interruption, you are required by law to fill out the registration of your right of residence on the Migri website. Someone asked in the questions that we collected before the info if it's mandatory. Yes, it is, if you stay for more than 3 continuous months. So in practice, what this means is, if you come to Finland in September, let's say, and you stay September, October, November, and you stay into December as well, you would have to fill out the registration of your right of residence. But if during this time you travel outside of Finland, the counting starts from zero again. So if during your exchange in the autumn semester you travel outside of Finland, so that could be you go to Estonia, you go to Sweden, it is quite likely that you will not need to fill out the registration of your right of residence. But if you plan on not traveling outside of Finland and you're spending all of the 4 or 5 months of your exchange here, then you are expected to fill out the registration of your right of residence. And you have to first do it online, and then you will have to travel to Migri. Migri is the immigration agency of Finland. So you will have to travel to a Migri service point, which are located outside of Jyväskylä and other cities around Finland, to identify yourself. But this is something you can take care of also after you have arrived in Finland, when you know whether you will be traveling outside of Finland or not during your exchange. But please keep in mind that it is mandatory if you plan to stay for more than 3 months with no interruption. If you're a citizen of a Nordic country, so if you're coming from Sweden, Norway, Denmark, or Iceland, and your stay in Finland again lasts longer than 3 continuous months, you don't need to fill the Migri form, but you have to register with the DVV. So Migri and the DVV are two separate different agencies. They do two different things. So if you're coming from a Nordic country, you only have to take care of the DVV. You don't need to be a customer of Migri at any point. We will cover DVV in a second. But what is essential, the main takeaway from this slide, is that if you stay for more than 3 continuous months and you're coming from an EU country, you should do something, and that is register that you are here in Finland. Now, if you're a non-EU citizen, if you're a citizen of a non-EU country, you have to apply, and I am assuming and hoping that most of you have already applied for a residence permit via Migri. And by clicking the link that's in the slide, once we send them to you, you will be redirected to the Migri website that has instructions on how to go about the application. If you're a citizen of a non-EU country, but you study in a EU country, so you have a residence permit in another EU country that is based on your studies, you should fill out a mobility notification on the Migri website. So that's a bit different from the residence permit. It's a bit cheaper. And for this, you need to have a study-based residence permit in another EU country already. And this you should also do before your arrival to Finland. If you're a student coming from Ukraine, finally, you can also apply for temporary protection upon your arrival in Finland, and you can do so by visiting the police, or you can also do it at the airport if you fly into Helsinki Airport. I believe they are able to take your temporary protection application there as well. And that is a link to, again, the Migri website that has specific instructions for people coming from Ukraine. And if you're a student coming from Ukraine, you could also apply for a student-based residence permit, but the temporary protection is free, so we do recommend you do that instead. And it's also the easiest to do coming from Ukraine. I think before we, well, let's go over the DVV as well and then take questions. So I mentioned earlier the DVV for citizens of Nordic countries. Now this applies to everybody. So the DVV stands for Digital and Population Data Services Agency. And the main role, the main relevance of it for you is that through the DVV, you can get your Finnish personal identity code. It's a separate agency from Migri, and the Finnish personal identity code is something that applies to both EU and non-EU citizens. So you can get the Finnish personal identity number or code, which you need, for example, if you go to a doctor here on the public sector, they will then ask you if you have a personal identity number and use that. And it is also required by the university. So we need to collect your Finnish personal identity code once you have taken care of it. And what you can also do at the DVV is that you can register your address of residence in Finland. And this is temporary. You're not taking permanent residency here in Finland, but it's important to register your temporary address here in Finland, because if you want to receive mail to your address here, let's say you want to order something and you want to receive a package, if your address is not registered, the post will not deliver your mail to you. So this is important. It can be done at the DVV, but also at the post office. And there's a slide with the instructions on how to go about that as well. The DVV usually organizes pop-ups on the university campus, and this semester, this autumn semester, we'll do the same again. And I believe we will send you more information about this and the time in August. And the pop-ups will most likely take place in September. I think right now we're discussing having three pop-ups. So there would be one right after orientation and two maybe a bit later in September, so that everyone has a chance to apply for the Finnish identity code and to register their address if need be. Some of you might already have a Finnish personal identity code if you have applied for a residence permit. I will not go into detail about this at this point because we will send you more information about the DVV later, so you don't have to worry about it now. This is just so you know that this is coming in a way, so that you know to expect this. I think now we could take questions about these, if there are any.
There are a couple of questions. Hi, do we need to show proof that we traveled outside of Finland and the stay does not last 90 consecutive days?
You will most likely not be asked specifically. I mean, this is, you might need to be able to show evidence if you are stopped and asked to show proof, but you do not have to volunteer it to any institution. You just have to be able to provide evidence if asked. So let's say you're leaving Finland and you've stayed for less than, or you claim that you have stayed for less than 3 months, so you don't have to have registered your right of residence. And let's say at the airport they ask you about it, you have to be able to prove that. But that would just be showing them the plane tickets. So it's very, my understanding is that it's not very frequent that you would be asked, but you need to be able to prove it if asked. But you don't have to give it to any authority beforehand.
Then another one. I received a residence permit card in Finland, but unfortunately, I could not pick it up since I had not arrived yet, and my card was returned to the Finnish Immigration Service. As I understood, when I arrive in Finland, I will have to write my address to Migri, and they will send me the card. Am I right? Please contact Migri. I think you may have already done that on how they can deliver the card to you. So Migri will be able to advise you the best. I also received my personal identification code. Do I still need to register in the DVV upon my arrival in Finland?
You can register your address at the DVV. But since you already have the personal identity code, you can inform the university of it right away. We will send you instructions on how to do that later. But yes, you don't need to reapply for the identity code.
And do we need to pay for the right of residence if we come from a country of the European Union?
Yes, if you have to register your right to reside in Finland, so if you stay for more than 3 months with no interruption, yes, I think there is a fee. I do not remember the exact amount of the fee. I think it was about 50 euros. I see Elinora nodding, agreeing, so I think it is about that much. So yes, it does come with a fee.
And does it count if I leave Finland for one day?
Yes. It starts counting again from zero in that case, yes.
And I don't think there are other questions. And I'll just wait, another one popped up. I didn't understand if there's a deadline to register to DVV. We have to do that before arrival to Finland or after that?
So the DVV you can do after your arrival. In any case, either if you're a citizen of a Nordic country and you need to register your stay, you can do that after you have arrived if you know that you will stay for more than 3 months with no interruption. Or if you're talking about the Finnish personal identity code, you can just come to the pop-up organized here on campus after you have arrived. So you don't have to do anything before.
And would it be better to apply to the D visa? I think you might be an applicant for the residence permit, perhaps, and then it's possible, yeah, to apply for the D visa as well. You don't have to apply for the D visa because you might not be in Finland when your residence permit card is ready. So that doesn't really speed things up. So it's not necessary to apply for the D visa It's an extra expense, and you might not be able to get your residence permit any sooner if you apply for the D visa. So I do not recommend. Yeah, I think that is all the questions for now.
Okay. Then I think what we now have left are sort of answers to the questions that we received via the web report form. So someone had asked about the language courses. So in general, the Center for Multilingual and Academic Communication, short MOVI, offers courses in several languages, including Finnish as a second language and as well English. And you can find all of the courses on MOVI's website, and specifically then the Finnish as a second language courses are on the link below. Someone had asked about the early August courses. The application deadline for those courses unfortunately ended already on May 15th, so the same as the exchange application. And at this point, my understanding is that all early August courses are full. However, I think I mentioned already before that the same courses or similar courses will also be offered in September and during the semester. So you can always choose to take, for example, the Survival Finnish course during your exchange. So after you have arrived at the end of August, there is some groups of Survival Finnish that starts in September. So you can always take them later if you did not make it to the course or if you did not apply for the course in early August. As a note, I think those who had applied already know this, but the intensive English course was cancelled. So the early August intensive English course with that code was cancelled. And this is because we did not receive enough applicants. So there were too few students who applied, and the minimum requirement for the course was not met. But yes, once we share these slides with you, you can browse the MOVI website and see what course options you have and what Finnish courses you can take if you did not make it to the Survival Finnish course in early August. Some people had asked about how to get around Jyväskylä. So here is some information about either buying a used bike, which is probably the most popular choice, even among our exchange students. It's quite easy to get around Jyväskylä by bike. The distances are quite short. And here are just some links and information about that. And for students who live in Koas, you can rent a Koas bike. This is only an option for Koas residents. And that is a link to the Koas website about this. And then someone had asked about the bus services. So the local buses are under the name Linkki. So that's the local bus service name. And they do offer student price tickets. To get the student price tickets for the bus, you should have a certificate of registration. That is basically a paper you can download from Sisu once you have your user account, and you can log into Sisu. So at the beginning of your exchange to prove that you're a student. So it's just a proof of your student status. And there's a link to the Linkki website with all the routes and the information. Below, I also added a map of the campus, which will be handy during the orientation week, and a map of the city of Jyväskylä, which is also useful to get around the city, especially at the beginning. Then here at this point, there's other miscellaneous questions and the same actually transportation and campus map links. Apologies for that. But yes, someone asked about the student number, and you will be able to see your student number in your profile in Sisu after your study ride has started. So you can see in Sisu, once you can log in, you will see there's a personal information section, and you will see your student number, your student email, all the necessary information. Then about the post office and receiving mail, we received a couple of questions about student housing and if they have a mailbox. They do. They're not necessarily mailboxes themselves. They might be an opening in the door through which the mail comes. And the post office, yes, you can receive both to your student housing, and if it's a bigger package, usually you will be delivered either to the post office or to a pickup point, which can be, for example, there's these small shops called R-kioski, where they can be delivered. So if it's a bigger package that does not fit through the mailbox, you will usually have to go pick it up at a pickup point. But as I already mentioned in relation to the DVV, to receive mail in Finland, you first need to register your address in Finland, even if it's a temporary address. And you can do that either at the DVV, as I mentioned earlier, or the easiest and fastest is to go to the post office following that link. And you will find the location of the post office, and you have to go physically there, fill out a paper, and then your address will be registered. I believe your tutor will be able to point you in the right direction and tell you how to do that, or will also accompany you to the post office, possibly to take care of this. And this is important to know if you know that you will be receiving, for example, a package or something during your exchange and you want to have it delivered to the right place. But yes, and these are the same links about transportation. And I think this was the last slide with content. So at this point, if there are any questions about essentially any subject that we, Villetina and Elinora, can answer, feel free to ask.
Well, there's one question. Is it necessary to create a HAYU email address, or is there no difference to continue using the email address from my home university?
You will be given an email address in any case, like you will have a JYU address anyways. But you can also keep using your home university email address if you find that more useful or easier for you. It's not mandatory to switch, but you will be given one nonetheless.
And there's a question, will you put this PowerPoint available? Yes. As you mentioned, Elisa, we will send the slides to all exchange students. And I don't think there are other questions at the moment. If I'm not missing anything.
In the meantime, we can move on to the reminder about the summer holidays, and that please be aware that most of the international office staff will be on holiday during the month of July, and that starting from June 24th until the beginning of August. It may take more time for you to receive an answer if you contact us. I believe Elinora will be there in July as well to answer your questions. But of course, if it's just Elinora, be please patient with her and give her enough time to answer all of your questions. So July is a sort of a holiday month in Finland, so most of us will be out of office. And we will only get back to you then after our holidays. So if you have some urgent questions that you need an answer before the summer holiday period, please start asking them before the 24th of June so that we have time to then get back to you. But if there are no other questions at this point, I think that was all. Here's again the link to our Help JYU form and the contact information of the faculty level international coordinators. I see maybe a question.
Sorry, I was answering a direct
Oh,
message to me.
also.
But there's a question. If going to the August language course, a language intensive course, can I get my arrival document for the Erasmus signed since the 12th, or do I have to get it signed during the orientation week?
I think you can get it signed already on the 12th or a day close to the 12th, because I think if I think our info desk will already be running then, so you can visit
Yes.
the info desk of the international office in person and have it signed then already.
Are there any scholarships at the university to which we can apply? And is it possible to work as a part-time worker a couple of hours a week, for example?
Unfortunately, there are no separate scholarships at the university. So, if you are a student who is coming through some exchange programs, you are receiving a scholarship via JYU. So, for example, if you're a student coming from Ukraine, or if you're a student coming through the Erasmus Global or International Credit Mobility or ICEP, you would be receiving a scholarship, but in other cases, unfortunately, not. And please, if anyone else has anything to add about the working student, the work options for students, I would say that it's quite difficult for exchange students because unfortunately you're staying for such a short time that it's hard to find a job for just the period of your exchange, as there's also many local students who then are here for longer and usually take the student jobs available.
Is it easy to get a SIM card after arriving in Finland?
I would say this is the kind of question you may want to also ask your tutor. But in general, my understanding is you can get a prepaid SIM card quite easily. Yes.
We have quite many operators also. Quite many operators also have a service desk here in Finland, or here in Jyväskylä city center, so you can probably find a prepaid quite easily. Yeah, but your tutor will be able to help you with these sort of matters.
And then will we still receive mails to fulfill next steps, like apply for the student card?
I think you should have received information about the student card in your confirmation of acceptance message. So, the email where you received your letter of admission. If you scroll down toward the end, there should be information about the student card. Otherwise, you can also check the link that Ville had in his slide and then use that information to join. So, it's also available online.
Yeah.
And do you already know when the new curriculum will be published? I believe you already answered this earlier.
Yes, I think the most up to date is on the Courses for Exchange Students website, which is the general sort of website for exchange students, and then they're divided by faculty. But if you have a specific question about the courses of a specific faculty or department, please contact the faculty and department, which you can do by the link that's here actually in the slide, in the current slide.
And may I know where I can find the National Learner ID that I need to fill out when applying for a residence permit? I can answer this because I receive a lot of questions about this. So the National Learner ID is something that is generated for those students who apply to do their whole degree in Finland. So exchange students do not need to have the learner ID. So you should be able to fill out the residence permit application without this number. And then there's another question. The University of Jyväskylä is connected with EVP, EWP. My university needs a signature on the learning agreement, and I'm afraid it will take a long time, also considering the holidays in Finland.
We are connected via Mobility Online. However, the coordinators of the faculties who are responsible to sign your learning agreement do not get a notification if your learning agreement appears in EWP. So I would advise you, if you know that your home university has sent the learning agreement via EWP, to email the faculty level international coordinator and tell them, hey, my learning agreement has been sent, or like my home university has sent the learning agreement via EWP and request that they sign it because they have no way of knowing that it has arrived. And this is something we are working to develop, but it's still a work in progress. And currently, we don't have an automation between EWP and the incoming exchange students, but hopefully in the future. But at this point, I would advise you to send an email to the right person of the correct faculty. So the faculty you're coming on exchange to.
I do not see any other questions in the chat. So I assume we have answered all of the questions that students may have at this point. Hopefully.
Brilliant. And there's always time to ask still before the holidays. And then at the latest, again in August, there's still a bit of time before you actually arrive here in Finland. So you still have a chance to ask questions later as well. But I think at this point, we can end. I think I saw another question appearing.
Yeah, there's one question. What if I have to arrive later because of exams in August I have to take in my home university?
Please let your tutor know as soon as you know when you will be arriving. And of course, we recommend you follow the orientation remotely because it will be also streamed in Zoom. So please, if possible, if you don't have exams exactly at that time, you can follow the orientation. And if it is exam time for you, then I would advise you to check at least the slides of the orientation week because we will try to post them daily as the orientation goes on so that you have the information. And then once you know when you're arriving, let your tutor know and also inform. I would advise you to inform the faculty level coordinator of your host faculty because there might be some course registration deadlines that you might miss. So that means you then have to change your study plan. So inform your faculty coordinator, inform your tutor, and make sure to follow the orientation remotely. These are the main things.
And now I cannot see any other questions in the
Okay,
chat.
I think at this point, unless any of you has anything else that you want to add, we can probably conclude this info. And then for any other further questions, you can email us or contact us via help.jyu, and we'll get back to you then as soon as possible. So thank you everyone for your attention today and for participating actively. And we'll see you at the latest at the orientation in August. And have a nice summer until then.